you have your Bibles, let's open them, please, for a moment to Proverbs chapter number 1. Proverbs chapter 1. And I'll be out much of the day tomorrow soul winning, some in Vallejo, a lot in Napa. So I need a partner if any man is off for shift work or you'd like to pair up and go and help us try to get some people saved. We'll have a good time. Let me know tonight if you could. All right, well, here we are, Proverbs. And I switched up. I apologize. We were going to speak about finances tonight, but I just felt like with everything going on in our country, I would probably jump to a different subject. So tonight, it's the sin of staying simple. The sin of staying simple. So we'll define this proverb word. We'll explain it. And go from there. Look down, if you would, please, in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 4. So Solomon is writing his son these inspired words of God. And he says, here's the reason we have really the Bible, but especially the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 4, to give subtlety or sense or wisdom, if you would, to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. So his father, the king, is saying, son, if you'll listen, I'm going to give you something you're going to need. You can't stay simple. And then in verse 22, we see this word repeated. How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. So let's pray, and then we'll just fill in these blanks. I think we have some good illustrations, I think something that'll be a help to all of us. And we'll be out probably a little bit early tonight. Father, bless now the reading of thy word. Each of us needs to be wise in our relationships, our dealings with people, our business, financially, health decisions. So I pray that you would help us. There's so many traps for the simple-minded person. Help us not remain that way. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's fill in just a few blanks. Here's the definition. The word simple means inexperienced. Inexperienced. That would, in some cases, it would also mean lacking common sense. How many of you have realized common sense isn't very common these days? It's not common. Another definition would be unpleated. Unpleated. So if we take the sheet of paper, I've done this before, you bend it, it has what we call pleats. Sometimes a lady's dress will have pleats in the skirt. They're permanent creases. And every experience in life gives us more creases or gives us experience. And so a wise person would have many experiences. Oh, I remember how that's going to turn out. Oh, I went through that before. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you how that plays out. But a simple person, their life is unpleated. I was telling the guys that are going to preach recently, some of them are going to be missionaries and others may be pastors, they're not sure. But I told them, inexperience is like this. When you're 50 and 60 and you're a grandparent or a speaker, you can say, well, years ago, you've got a ton of stories. You've got a ton of experiences, whether what you did was right or wrong or how it turned out. But when you're young, it's like, when I was 4, last week when I was 7, you just don't have as many experiences. So in the blanks, simple means inexperience, lacking common sense, gullible. That means easily tricked. You know, there's always a kid at camp. There's always that kid at camp, youth conference, you name it, where they're gullible. And they're the ones that will fall for all the tricks. Hey, we're supposed to be out of the dorm. People set the clocks forward and they're outside ready to be picked up for the conference. It's 3 a.m. and everyone's sleeping but them because someone set their clock forward. That's what we're talking about. Gullible. They get tricked. They fall for tricks. That's the kid at camp with the little bag. Here, snipey, snipey, snipey. And he's on a snipe hunt. And there's no such thing in the forest as a snipe. But they've got him talked into it. That sort of thing. And then the The N stands for naive. We would call that person just a little naive. They don't know how life works. And so they're easy to fall into traps. Now, next blank, everyone begins simple. So it's not a sin to be a simple-minded person, but it's a sin to stay that way. We all start off simple. Why? Because we're a youth, we're young, or we're a new Christian. And so that's why oftentimes these new Christians fall into traps. Someone said, hey, we had 81 people saved on amusement parks. Where are they? They're now in the Mormon church. They've now gone back to their Catholic church. Some of them are now in the Jehovah's Witness church. Some of them are in jail. Why? Because, hey, I got saved. I want to know the Bible. And then the Jehovah's Witness, next day they knock on the door and we're here to teach you the Bible. So they easily fall into these traps. They don't know any better. They're sincere, but they fall into these traps. That's why we cannot stay simple-minded, or it's going to affect our lives for the negative. Amen. Now, look at this. Character traits of a simple person. Here it is. Believeth every word. And we see right here in Proverbs 14:15, I'll read it. The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. Now, in just a moment, we'll show a short video. You'll have to pay attention. We need the volume up pretty good. But it is a question asked to a beauty contestant. And you're going to just see for yourself what a simple-minded person sounds like.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
So that is her answer to why people cannot read a map and locate America on a map. That was her answer. So turn on the lights, if you would, please. To single men, let me say this. Marry a girl with a brain. It's got to be more than just that pretty face. You want someone that can think. That girl had no idea what she's talking about. She's rattling off word salads. Had no idea. So, okay, maybe that was her calling us right now. She's probably trying to find her map to South Africa. I don't know. Let me give you just several other of these blanks. So a simple person would believe every word. It's like this. If it's on TV, must be true. Because they won't let you put anything on TV that's not true. Really? See the simple-minded thinking? They believe every word. So that would set them up. Look at this one. For gangs. Why? Because they're a follower. They're simple. They're simple-minded. And the next word, who knows who that one is? And then anything in print, that means everything in the newspaper must be true. If it's in a magazine, it must be true. Next blank, social media. Yeah. If someone posted it, it must be true. Because they wouldn't let them post it if it wasn't true. See, the simple-minded believe everything that is said, everything anybody said, it must be true. Look at this one. Tabloid magazines. You ever see those magazines when you're checking out of the store and it's the weirdest stories on the front page? And you say, why do they let them print things like this? Well, if you've ever read one, it says, someone said, someone said this. Well, who's the someone? They never tell you who it is. It's not documented, no footnotes, but it sells. We'll show you a few of those pictures here. Let's kind of go slow on these. So the simple believeth, just keep it up there for a while. There you go. You get it? You get it? So there it is right there. So simple-minded. Next. Here's the next one. Here's one. Oh, there it is. Alien Bible found. They worship Oprah. So these aliens are now worshiping Oprah. And so that was the front cover there. Next. Look at this one. Mom gives birth to 17 babies at once. By the way, that's not a true story, but that sells magazines. Here's another one. I like that one a lot. How do you like that? The surgeons cut their head off and then decided to sew it back on, and they're still alive. I want to read that article, don't you? Okay. How about this one? Oh, I love this. Talking cat. They have discovered one that can actually talk. I think it's in English. Is there another one here? And oh, that's the one I really like. Half man, half dog. Baffles the doctor. So just so many things we've not read about, and they're not true. Okay, let's get the lights back on here. Some of you probably feel embarrassed. I have all those magazines, Pastor. We bought them all. So what would a simple person maybe believe? Tabloid magazines. The G stands for gossip. Have you heard? Did you hear? Have you heard the latest? Did you hear what so-and-so got killed? So-and-so got assassinated. The president got assassinated. So-and-so was, and then you find out none of it happened. But a simple person, whatever they hear, they believe. And they're always following the crowd. So that's why they're duped. There's a strong leader, and they're just in that crowd doing what everybody else is doing. And they can't lead or stand for right. They can't stand, so whatever others are doing wrong, that's what we're going to do. Why are we beating up this person? Well, they just are, okay. And they just follow the crowd. That's a simple person. God never wants Christians to stay simple. He wants us to be wise. And so here's several examples in the Bible. And I want you to see this for a second if you can. In 2 Samuel 15, and I'll hurry. And the answer there is Absalom, Absalom's followers. So in chapter 15, Absalom is going to try to kill his father. So he's got a coup going. I think C-O-U-X or however you spell it, C-O-U-P-S something. And so he's overthrowing the government, going to kill his dad. And notice what it says in verse number 10. 15:10, 2 Samuel 15:10. But Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, as soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, then you shall say, Absalom reigneth in Hebron. And with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called, notice, and they went in their simplicity, and they knew not anything. Why are we following Absalom? Just follow him. They didn't know why they were following him or what they were supposed to do. They were simple. They were simple. We'll keep going here just for a second. And then we see the Diana idol. You say, what in the world is that? In Acts chapter number 19, Acts chapter 19, we have the story. And here is Paul. He is making an appearance here in this city in Ephesus. And word gets out. This is the Paul that preaches Jesus is the only king. He's the only God. Well, they were worshipers of Diana, the god of the Ephesians. A meteorite had landed in Ephesus and they worshiped it. And they said, this is Diana's sign right here. So notice what it says in chapter 19 in verse 21. And after these things were ended, Paul purposed in his spirit, he had passed through. And then skip over to verse 29. And the whole city was filled with confusion. And having caught Gaius and Aristarchus, men of Macedonia, Paul's companions in travel, they rushed with one accord into the theater. When Paul would have entered into the people, the disciples suffered him not. Verse 32. Some therefore cried one thing and some another. For the assembly was confused. Two times it uses that word. For the more part knew not wherefore they were come together. They didn't even know why they had come. chapter 20, verse 1. After the uproar ceased, and it says for over, it was out 2 hours. Verse 34 says for 2 hours they chanted, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians. Great is Diana." They got worked into this frenzy and they just chanted for 2 hours. And most of them didn't even know why they were all worked up. They were confused. It was an uproar, a riot, if you will, a demonstration that went south. And they're all worked up. Why? They were simple. They were simple people. Here's one little short Jew comes to town and they want to tear him limb from limb because he preached about a guy that rose from the dead. It's strange. And then let's notice another one here in Acts chapter 21. In Acts 21, and I love this this thought. Acts 21, Paul comes into town and he gets arrested. Notice what it says. In verse number 28, he comes into town and the men crying out, "Men of Israel, help. This is the man that teacheth all men everywhere against the people and the law in this place, and further brought Greeks also into the temple and hath polluted this holy place. For they had seen before with him in the city Trophimus, an Ephesian whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple." So Paul's hanging out with this Gentile convert and they just supposed Paul brought him into the temple. He never did. Simple minded. They just supposed. They didn't even know the facts. They just supposed he did. And Paul ends up getting arrested here because of simple people. You don't need to turn to it, but the next blank is Eve. In Genesis 3, the serpent said, "Thou shalt not surely die." So Eve believed a lie. She was told a lie and believed it. Eve was simple-minded. And then let's look way back to Genesis just for a second. Oh, pastors, too many verses. Genesis 34, we see someone else that was simple, and it was one of Jacob's daughters. Here's the son. He's got all these sons, 11 sons, and it just mentions this one daughter. Her name is Dinah. So Genesis 34, verse 1, "And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land." So while all the men are working, somehow Dinah's got a little bit of idle time, and she just thinks, "Man, I need to meet these other girls, you know, these heathen girls that we're neighbors to." When she went out, she got in major trouble, got tangled up with a guy she never should have met. Her brothers brought revenge and killed every man in the city because she was a little curious and naive and not staying out of an evil and dangerous place. Her actions caused all the deaths of all the men in that city. She was simple-minded. Illustration quickly here in history, it's before many of you were born, the Jim Jones tragedy. Here's a man that left America and moved to Guyana, South America. Now there's a Ghana, Africa, and then a Guyana, South America. If you fly into the major city, it's a 2-hour drive. It's out in the middle of the jungle. Get this, 900 people followed him. He was gonna start his own town. We're gonna have our own rules and our own government, and I'll be the king, I'll be the leader. 900 followed him. And after a while, if you remember the news, no one heard from them for a while. They had to drive into town to get groceries. And well, when they found the encampment, 900 bodies are dead. He had mixed up that Kool-Aid. That's the big text I got when I was over there preaching, "Don't drink the Kool-Aid." Thanks for the wisdom you gave me. 900 dead bodies that all drank the Kool-Aid together and died. Wasn't there one person to stand up and say, "This is wrong. What are you thinking, Jim Jones? We're not going to kill ourselves. This is crazy." They all drank it. Simple-minded. Simple-minded. Simple-minded people fall into cults. I was witnessing to a young man. He was I still remember the apartments off of Wilson Drive and Vallejo. The Soul Winning Testament that we did had just come out. If you have one, it's got pages about the cults in it. It's got what do Catholics believe? What does Islam believe? What does Buddhism believe? What does a Seventh-day Adventist believe? What does, and it has the major ones. So I knocked on this door, and this guy about 19 answered the door. And I said, "You go to church anywhere?" He says, "I'm Islam. I'm Muslim." I said, "Really?" I said, "How long have you been into Islam?" He said, "Just about a month." So I knew I could talk to him. I said, "Did you know Muhammad had an 8-year-old wife?" He goes, "What?" I said, "Look, it's right here in the Bible." My Bible, because I had those pages, had the text in it. I said, "Look right there. Muhammad had an 8-year-old wife. Is that the religion you follow? And look at this. He believes if you kill yourself, you go to heaven. Is that what you're going to do? You got to go to Mecca. You been to Mecca yet? You have to say the prayer 5 times a day. Have you done that yet?" And he said, "Hang on a minute." He said, "I didn't say I was one. I've just been attending for a month." He said, "I never heard this." I said, "Can I show you the 4 things the man that beat death and rose from the dead said?" And the guy got saved. Why was he swallowing that stuff? He was simple-minded. So simple-minded are set up for cults. They're set up for scams. They're set up for people taking their money online, false phone calls. Who knows what AI is going to do? Replicating people's voices, replicating this, letters, emails. Who knows who's hacked into stuff that we're tied up with? And it's just going to look so real, and it's not. And so we see just a little further here. I want to just bring this up just quickly, not to rehash the news, but much of the campus demonstrations in our country right now is simple-minded kids. Go to all the campuses, whether it's Columbia, UCLA, or wherever they are. You go to those campuses and say, "Here's a map of the world. Can you show me where Israel is?" Half those kids couldn't point out where Israel is, that country they hate. All right, you're saying free Palestine. Okay, here's a map. Where is Palestine on the map? Who is Palestine? Who started that nation? Who are those people? You know anything about what you're demonstrating? You know anything about the American flag and the wars that we fought? You know that flag that you're burning? Do you know anything about World War I, World War II? How about Vietnam? Do you know anything about those wars? Do you know anything about the founding fathers? Do you know anything about Iwo Jima? Have you heard this story? Many of those people, they know Mardi Gras. They know Eminem and the latest rock star. They know about Kelsey, and they know about Taylor Swift. And they know Mike Tyson's fighting pretty soon if he can get out of his rocking chair. Anyway, but I'm just saying, they're simple. Free Palestine. Where is it? You don't even know where it is. They're simple. But that's what our school system has done. They've taught kids, they've skipped all the basics, reading, writing, arithmetic, the 3 R's. They've skipped those things. They've skipped history, but they know gender identity study. They know all those things. They know the parades. They know the stars. They know astronomy. They can have a witchcraft statue in the lobby of their school. They can have a witchcraft class and a Satanist class, and can't have a Bible class. Can't have the Ten Commandments posted. We just kind of skip some things. Simple people. Simple people are running our country. Look at the top 3 offices in our country. I'm not going to name the names. Some of them can't even talk straight. They can't stay on subject. They don't know what they're talking about. They're simple. We're not mentioning the press secretary because we're not going to get political here. And you shouldn't even have thought that. So what turns us from simple into wise? Pastor, practically, what can we do so we're not a simple person? Several things. The Bible says in Psalm 19, in verse number 7, I love this chapter. Here's what it says. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure. Guess what it does? Making wise the simple. Consuming God's word makes us wise. What does the Bible say? What is right? What about this identity? Male, female. That's Genesis. It's pretty good. Well, should you live together before you married? Adam and Eve, he brought him his wife. So there's a commitment there. Well, what about evolution? God spoke and it was created and it was good. There it is. Consuming God's word. Number two, here's a great one in Proverbs 19. Proverbs 19, I want to give you this one. In verse 25, the other verse says almost the same thing, but 19:25, it says, smite a scorner and the simple will beware. What's that mean? When a simple person sees a scorner, and the key word there, the blank is punished. When he sees a scorner punished, it helps him become wise. What's that mean? Anyone that demonstrates and destroys property needs to be handcuffed, brought to jail, and the wages garnished until they pay for the damage they did. That's Bible. There's something called response. Well, I was mad. Okay, well, you can pay for it when you're mad or pay for it when you're glad. It doesn't matter, but you're paying for it. And Scripture doesn't condone handing out free money because someone just arrived in our country. And I got a lot bottled up in me. I don't know how I got on this. The sin of saying simple. What's that mean? When someone... If America went back to the Bible days, anyone that kidnapped, raped, murdered in cold blood, their life was taken. If you had public hangings or televised electric chairs or public firing squad, those criminals would think twice before they harmed someone, stole someone, they would think twice. So that sure is cruel. Yeah, one person dies instead of 1,000. It would curb crime. But somehow our nation is simple-minded. We think everyone ought to have all these rights and no responsibilities. Give you a quote, and this is a sad quote. We're now in the jails. They say, if a kid is in juvenile hall, there's eight out of 10 of them will be in and out of jail the rest of their life. If they're in juvenile hall, 8 out of 10 will be in and out of jail the rest of their life. We have to help them so they're not simple-minded, following a crowd, doing crazy things. Consuming God's word. Number two, seeing scorners punished. Number three, and I love this, and you have to see it, but in the book of Judges 11, and this is, just love this story. Joshua Judges chapter 11, and it's the story of Jephthah. We don't have time to get into it. He makes a promise and tells God, I'll give you the first thing that comes out of my house. But notice, he's getting into this battle in Judges chapter 11. This enemy troop is going to attack Israel. And notice what it says. Judges 11, verse 12. Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them. And Jephthah uttered all his words before the Lord in Mizpah. He prayed. And Jephthah sent messengers unto the king of the children of Ammon, saying, what hast thou to do with me, that thou art come up against to fight in my land? And the king of the children of Ammon answered unto the messengers of Jephthah, because Israel took away my land when they came up out of Egypt, from Arnon, even to Jabbok, unto Jordan. Now therefore restore those lands again peaceably. Notice this. Jephthah had the goods. Jephthah sent messengers again to the king of the children of Ammon and said unto him, thus saith Jephthah, Israel took not away the land of Moab, nor the land of the children of Ammon, But when Israel came up from Egypt and walked through the wilderness under the Red Sea and came to Kadesh, then Israel sent messengers to the king of Edom, saying, "Let me, I pray thee, pass through thy land." But the king of Edom would not hearken thereto. And in like manner, they sent unto the king of Moab, but he would not consent. And Israel abode in Kadesh, and then went along through the wilderness and passed the land of Edom and the land of Moab, and came to the east side of the land of Moab, pitched on the other side of Arnon, came not within the border of Moab, for Arnon was the border of Moab. And Israel sent messengers unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, the king of Heshbon. Israel said unto him, "Let us pass, we pray thee, through thy land into my place." Sihon trusted not Israel to pass through his coast. Sihon gathered all his people together, pitched in Jahaz, fought against Israel. And the Lord God of Israel delivered Sihon and all his people into the land, hand of Israel, and they smote them. So Israel possessed all the land of the Amorites, the inhabitants of that country. So guess what? Jephthah said, "You're coming against us in battle. Let me just remind you, we did not try to attack you to take your land. You attacked us, and God delivered your land to us." That's the history. How do we not stay simple? Knowing the history. Knowing the history. In some of our schools, they're telling the students now the Holocaust, the millions of Jews slaughtered by Hitler. It never happened. Never happened. You ever meet a Holocaust survivor? Well, I guess it never happened. Yeah, it was years ago. There's a few left, but not many. Ask the hiding place. Ask Corrie ten Boom, who was in Ravensbrück concentration camp. They were tortured. They were burned. They were the ovens. Know your history. How important for us to know history. History ought to be taught in every grade. It ought to be encouraged. We need to know our roots. We need to know the history of Christianity. We need to know the history of Baptists. We need to know even our family history. It doesn't hurt to find out about our relatives. We need to know that stuff. And Jephthah said, "I've got boldness because I know that land belongs to us because I know the history." That's what he was saying. Know the history quickly. We are only told to be simple one time in the Bible. One time God commands it. It's in Romans. There's the passage. And he says, be simple concerning, you know, the next word starts with E, evil. He's saying, I do want you simple, naive, ignorant, inexperienced concerning the details of evil. How would that apply? When I was in seventh grade in public school, they started something called drug education. I'd never seen drugs in my life, never heard of illegal drugs in my life, never heard of a hypodermic needle to inject drugs, snorting drugs, smoking drugs, never heard of weed, marijuana, whatever you want to call it. We never heard of any of that stuff. Seventh grade. It was so ancient. We had the PowerPoint. And it wasn't PowerPoint. It was the projector. Click, 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 little square. Here is someone smoking marijuana. Chink, 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 chink. It makes you feel like this. We're saying, do what? These are uppers. Now, here's a picture. Here's some uppers. These are downers. If you take uppers, then you can eat downers. And this is heroin. And here's these seventh grade. We'd never even heard of drugs. I don't know how many kids said, where do you get these? It aroused a curiosity because they gave way too much detail. It's just, hey, you never inject or smoke anything that doesn't come from your doctor or mom and dad say. That would cover it all. They had sex education. Parents ought to teach that to their kids. It's not a teacher's responsibility. It's not the government's responsibility. So now in society, they think they need to hear it at age 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, it's true.
Where their little minds cannot comprehend it. Then they're being indoctrinated, being told that they were born the wrong gender. God's not big enough to create the right gender. And all this confusion to these little minds. And then all the details of intimacy, arousing curiosity. I'll close with this. Someone gave me a book. I got a lot of books for Christmas, and I love to read. I was reading the biography of a mafia hitman. I just figured it'd be a good book to read at night before I went to bed. It's Mafia Hitman. I'm not going to give you the title. Some of you will buy it and read it and blame it on me. The guy killed 65 men by the time he was 24. He grew up in New York City. The book went into when he killed his first person when he was a teenager. It was a bully. In the housing projects, he killed him. Talked about what he did with the bodies, why he didn't get caught. Then he killed 200, and then 300. I got about a third of the way through that book. I said, why am I reading this? Whatsoever things are true, holy, just, think on these things. That's none of those. I don't need to know the details of what he did. It was too much detail of evil. That's why no child of God ought to fill their mind with all these murder mysteries and ghosts and spooky things and suspense. And you got to be careful. So I tossed it in the garbage. A book. I thought I saw Brother Krista Britz's leg sticking out of our garbage can the next morning trying to find it. Simple concern and evil. I've counseled. Someone says, Pastor, I did some wicked things. I don't need to hear all the details. I was in gangs and I don't need to hear it all. Confess it to the Lord and let's just move on. Simple concerning evil, but let's not be simple people. That's why I like the Berean church. When they heard preaching, it says, what's the wording, Jonathan? They looked in the scriptures to see if those things were true. It's like, good preaching. Now let me see, where's that? Right? That's how we're supposed to be.